Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In trouble, but today, like you said, he was able to go back to that pitch and execute it, and you know, got swing and misses and got big strikeouts when needed. So you know, to be a starting pitcher at this level and to be able to go deep in games, you're going to need more than two pitches, and that's what we're seeing out of Petey right here.
And just in terms of the rotation, you feel like he solidified his spot?
Yeah, he's part of our rotation. Then, you know, when we get to the point where we have to make decisions, we'll see, but we still got ways to go before we got to make those calls.
Mark.
Carlos, do you think not being named to the All-Star game has served as any extra motivation for Nimmo the past couple of days?
No, he deserves to be in the All-Star. I'm going to continue to say it. But I don't know extra motivation. You know, this is a guy that shows up, him and Lindor and all of them, you know. But I mentioned those two because I feel like they deserve to be there. But I don't know that it's extra motivation. I think the motivation here is to win games, you know, to help the team and the New York Mets, you know, get wins day in and day out, and that's what they're doing. So, and then let the rest take care of itself.
Tim?
What does it tell you about Brandon's approach when he's hitting the ball with such authority the other way?
Yeah, special player, special hitter, you know, especially left on left, and with the way he stays out there, you know, the front shoulder stays there, and he stays close, and his ability to drive the ball the other way with authority. So pretty impressive. And then when he's getting hanging breaking balls, he's not afraid to pull it and do damage too. So, but just staying short, compact, and win, you know, win intention. So good signs there.
Pete, in the front.
Is there any update on Reed Garrett?
Yeah, we got good news. He just showed inflammation of the nerve. So ligament is good. So we wanted to make sure that multiple people took a look at him. And that's what, you know, he took a little bit longer to deliver the news. But good sign. You know, we're looking at somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks before, you know, he's a pitcher for us again. So good news there.
Andrew?
I know you touched on it a little bit, but clean inning from Phil in his first appearance, what did you kind of learn from him just in this one appearance?
I don't know that I learned, because I've seen this guy pitch a lot, you know, the past few years. Same guy. His ability to spin the baseball, keep hitters off balance, and staying on the attack, getting strike one, getting swing and misses. Same Phil Maton that I'm pretty familiar with. Now I'm glad that he's on my side.
Dave?
Carlos, is there something that you learned about this team in the past, I don't know, since you guys were 11 under, to come all the way back like you guys did? Something, you know, beyond the stats, whether it was a resilience, whether it was something about them coming together.
Resilience, you know, passion, care, you know, there's a lot to like about this team that, you know, doesn't show on the box score, you know, how they prepare, how much they care, how much they're pushing each other. They're holding people accountable. So a lot of the things that people don't see outside, you know, they're taking care of themselves here. And that says a lot about this group.
Mark?
What's the relief with Reed Garrett? Were you concerned about something?
I was concerned, you know, huge relief. I got the news this morning, and then after the game confirmed that, you know, nerve is good, it's just inflammation. So it's a huge sense of relief for all of us.
And then Aldavino escaped, but just what are you seeing from him in the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, look, he's going through it right now, but he got in trouble today and got out of it. And the fact that he got lefties out today, I think he didn't back down. I thought, you know, I saw more conviction, especially when he had the bases loaded there. Front hip, the two seam, the breaking balls. So that's the guy I've seen in the past. We've seen it early in the year, and you know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna get back on track here pretty soon.
Joe.
Can you talk a little bit about Luis Torrens and what he's been bringing to you when Alvarez doesn't play? Incredible defense, right?
You know, the fact that I'm comfortable putting him anywhere in the lineup, you know, whether it's, you know, the 6, 7, 8, he's going to give you good at-bats. The way he takes care of the pitching staff, he calls a great game. And not to mention his skills behind the plate, the way he receives, His arm, we saw it today again for the cut stealing. But just the presence there. Another, you know, we see it with Aldi and his ability to lead the pitching staff. Torren is right there with him. And that's a good combination to, you know, when you one of the guys is not playing, you feel pretty good with, you know, the guy behind the plate. And that's what Louis done for us.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.